listener production.
Good morning, I'm Amanda Myler. Footage has emerged of teenagers exploring a now destroyed building in Sydney's CBD days before it was demolished by a fire. Yesterday, two 13-year-olds handed themselves into police following the inferno. They're currently assisting with the investigation. Meantime, residents who live near the building are still being kept from their homes amid fears more walls could collapse. An Australian man who was arrested in Indonesia over an alleged drunken rampage is said to be released from prison after reaching a $25,000 settlement with the man he allegedly hospitalised. The 23-year-old from Noosa was facing 5 years behind bars over the late-night incident last month. He has apologised to his alleged victim and the people of Indonesia. Briefly, 500 people have marched through the streets of Adelaide to rally against the state's proposed changes to protest laws. Reconciliation Week is getting underway today. And a Kiwi artist and scientists have combined to make the world's most relaxing song. Benny's tune Bagels was tested on 13 young people and was found to reduce activity in the brain that makes us feel anxious or stressed. If you're needing a bit of Zen this morning, here's a little bit of it. Checking sport now. The Swans have got their season back on track with a 26-point victory over an injury-hit Carlton in the annual Marng Crook game. Sydney breaking away with the last four goals of the clash. Coach John Longmire says it's a great feeling.
Just to come off and feel good about yourselves and is an important reinforcement. It's good, you know. The boys feel good. They feel pumped up about it.
Chad Warner collected the Goods O'Loughlin medal with 29 disposals, 5 tackles and 2 goals. Round 11 continues today, starting with the Saints v Hawks at Marvel Stadium. And the Eels are now sitting just outside the top 8 after sneaking past the Cowboys at CommBank Stadium last night. The home side taking the game 24-16 in a performance that will quiet the side's naysayers. Para coach Brad Arthur says there are still lessons to learn, though.
Just got a couple of moments or some of our execution wrong at times, which put us under the pump at 18-6. We've probably done enough to kick on from there, but now we've just got to learn from it.
Tonight it is the Warriors and Broncos in the early game before the Rabbitohs take on the Titans.